Good morning, everyone. It's Monday morning, the 16th of May. I hope you're having a good week so far. When we look around us and we see the magnificence of God's creation, it is quite mind-boggling. We look up into the heavens and see all of the stars, and God named all of them. And we look under the sea, and you see all of the magnificent creatures under the sea. And then you look at all the different birds and all of the animals and the beauty of the trees and the mountains, the valleys, and the plains. It's evidence of a mighty, omnipotent creator. And when we look at the aspect of redemption, it is just as marvelous, if not more so, to think that God, in his infinite wisdom and love, was incarnated, brought down from the ivory palaces above to this earth, and became a man, took on the form of flesh. What a staggering thought. And so we know, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. This is the way, walk ye in it. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. He knoweth the way that I take. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Psalm 119:05, Proverbs 3:5, Jeremiah 10:11, Isaiah 30:21, Proverbs 16:3, Job 23:10, Proverbs 20:24, Psalm 73:24, and Psalm 48:14. When we look at the magnificence of creation, and we look at the magnificence of the incarnation, we realize that man is nothing in comparison to God. God has created all things, and by him all things consist. All things were made by him and for him. There's nothing that's made that was not made by Christ. And to think that he brought all of this into fruition in 6 days. 6 days. And as it relates to our salvation, we were chosen in him from before the foundation of the world. And we were predestinated unto adoption if we're one of his little children. Undeserving as we are, we have no merit of our own. He is worthy to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might, for he hath created all things. All glory and honor and power goes to the Lamb. And so this morning, when we look at creation, when we look at all of the magnificent creatures under the sea and in the heavens and in the earth, we are reminded of the power of God and His wisdom and His might, His majesty, His glory. All honor goes to Him. And we cannot even fathom what we will discover when we get to the other side in paradise. We cannot even fathom what the Lord hath prepared for them that love Him. So let us take comfort in knowing that we have hope for a wondrous future where there will be no curse, there will be no sin, there will be no pain, there will be no sorrow, there will be no tears. Down here on this earth, it is not often a pleasant place to live because of the fall, because of the taints of sin, because of the atrocities committed by people on other people. But we won't find such a thing in heaven. And so let us always remember that we should always remind ourselves of what Christ has done, dying on the cross for us, the victory He has won. We would have no hope in this life, and our eternal future would be grim. All glory be to Christ. Our hope is only in Him. And when we come to bow before Him at His throne, may we trust in His completed work. Yes, in Christ alone. Well, I hope that you're trusting in Christ this morning for all things. Even our sustenance He provides. He's our great provider. You know, He is our, not only our Redeemer and our Lord, He's also our provider and our protector. And when I wake at early dawn and the sunlight glimmers on my face, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might. When my heart feels the comfort of Your Spirit's wooing, I want to thank You for Your amazing grace. When the flowers bend their heads waving to me at sunrise, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might. When I remember the resurrection morning, Your Son rising from the dead, I want to thank You for Your glory fills the skies. When I see the robin, the redbird, and the dove waking to a new day, Father, I know that creation is a wonder of Your might. Knowing that Christ is seated at Your right hand, I know someday I to paradise will take my flight. When the squirrels rise early playing in the trees, Father, I know that creation is a wonder of Your might. I then know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And thank You again for Your love shown on Calvary. When I see and hear the waters of a creek on the mountainside, Father, then I know that creation is a wonder of Your might. And the water and blood that flowed from Your riven side reminds me to be so thankful for the day for me You died. And in the early evening when the sun begins to set, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might. As the cool breeze blows and the robin returns unto her nest, the rest I have in Christ, Your perfect sacrifice was met. When I see the fawn by the road peering through the trees, Father, then I know that creation is a wonder of Your might. And I see her mother not far away. But once again, the great shepherd beckons me to my knees. When this old world with all its sin is burnt up and destroyed, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might. And as the new Jerusalem descends from heaven with wonder and delight, I want to thank You for fulfilling Christ's promise, and I'll be overjoyed. What marvels awaits for me in this new city, I am told. Father, I then will know that creation is a wonder of Your might. I'll live in a city where I'll never grow old, and I'll forever thank You for the sweetest story ever told. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.